Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We're very thankful that you're able to join us this morning, and we pray the Lord will use today's message to be a great blessing and an encouragement to you. You know, I really don't want to take away hardly any time from this morning's message because it's such an important one and we still have so much to cover. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds as he continues on the series that he's titled The Way of Salvation.
We've been speaking on the subject of the way of salvation, but a lot of people just don't believe that Jesus Christ and his gift to us alone is enough. Many people believe that something else surely will be better than that. That's really what they're saying when they're saying that the gift that Jesus Christ gives us of salvation is not adequate. They want to add to it. You cannot add to it, however, because God gives salvation. Notice in the book of Galatians 3 and verse 18 through verse 25, the Bible says that the law is perfectly good and right. But the law, even though it was given by God Himself, will never save anybody. Now, read with me in the book of Galatians 3, verse 18 through verse 25. For if the inheritance be of a law, it is no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? So what is the law good for? And Paul asked the question. And here is the answer. The Bible says, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. You see, the Bible makes it very clear, does it not? If you just read the book of Galatians 3, in verse number 18 through verse 25, the Bible makes it very clear that the law that God gave to humans is perfectly good. It is perfectly right. But the issue is, no man can keep the law. Nobody can keep it. The Bible says that if anybody could even keep the law, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture goes on in verse 22, and it says that all are under sin. Why? That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. This is so very true. Nobody is ever good enough to keep the law. And the law was what we must meet. The only way that anybody can ever meet that is to trust Jesus Christ, who has met it, who has lived the perfect life. He died a perfect death. He was raised in newness of life to show that He is the one that we need to trust in, nothing else. In the book of Galatians 3 and verse 11 through verse 14, these verses plainly declare that salvation comes to fallen men by Christ. It is not by any work that we ever do. Salvation is a gift that God freely gives to them. The Bible states here in the book of Galatians 3 and verse 11 through verse 14, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. But The man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. He was made the curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. These verses plainly tell us that salvation is a gift. It is not because of any work that we ever do or can do. Galatians 3, verse 25. Let's read that again. The Bible said here, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. You see? Galatians 3, 25 openly declares that after salvation, we are no longer under the law, which is a schoolmaster. But we that are saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ are under Him. He was the one that honored the divine law by His personal obedience. If we would be a Christian, we would do exactly what Jesus Christ did. You see, Jesus Christ yielded Himself to His Father. This is a very difficult thing to do. But if we would just be a Christian like Christ, we would also yield ourselves to whatever God's will is for us. In the book of Galatians 4 and verse 4 and verse 5, we find this, that in the fullness of time, God sent Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is made of a woman. He is made under the law, and Jesus Christ came to redeem those that were under the law, that we might be adopted into the family of God. The Bible states here in Galatians 4, verse 4 and verse 5, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That is very plain, is it not? Salvation is a great gift that God simply gives to people. It is not something that we deserve. It is not something that we earn. It is not even something that we must work for. Jesus Christ is the one that has paid the price for our sin debt. Salvation is only in trusting Jesus Christ that we might be saved. Now read in the book of Matthew 5, verse 17 through verse number 20. Jesus Christ did not come into the world to destroy the law, but He came to fulfill that law. That is, Jesus Christ came to honor the law. Notice in the book of Matthew 5, verse 17 through verse 20. Jesus says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoso shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, Jesus Christ is here talking, and He says, I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is a drastic thing, is it not? That our righteousness must be greater than the scribes and the Pharisees. Our righteousness must be the greatest thing in the world. We don't have that. But in Jesus Christ, if we're trusting in Jesus Christ, He has already fulfilled all of that. Jesus Christ has completed all of the law. Jesus Christ is the one that has done it for us. He did not do it for Himself. He simply stated the case of what was necessary, and he was the one that took care of all that for us. You see, in Romans 3 and verse 21, God doesn't need the law to show his righteousness because he made the law. All the law does is reveal to us that are great sinful people what Jesus Christ really has done. And it shows us what God wants of us. The Bible states here in Romans 3, verse 21, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. This is so plain. This is the truth. This is the Bible. This is what you need in order that you can be saved. Isaiah 53 and verse 4 and verse 5 makes this point abundantly clear when it states this. Surely he hath borne our griefs. Talking there about Jesus Christ, who has borne our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You see, it is by the suffering that Jesus Christ endured in our place that we are healed of the guilt of sin. Our good works and all of our willingness to suffer are not the cause of God the Father cleansing us from all sins, whether it's past, present, or future. Rather, it is by Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. The Bible states also in the book of Matthew 20 and verse 28, this passage clearly states this fact, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Listen, today if you're trusting anything except Jesus Christ and his own shed blood, you're making fun of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ freely and willingly gave on the cross of Calvary. If you're trying to add anything to believing in Christ, you're actually taking away salvation. Because it is not anything that we have ever done, but it is a total trust, it is a total dependence upon Jesus Christ, who is able to wash away all of our sins. If you're trusting in anything except Jesus Christ, you will fail. But if you only trust Jesus Christ, he can save your unworthy soul. And he can make it all worthwhile.
You know, I want to thank you, Pastor Reynolds, for starting this wonderful series on the way of salvation. And if I take just a second to recap some of the things we've learned, you know, one thing we learned is that salvation is by grace. It's not of our works. It's not of our deeds. We learn that Jesus Christ was and is God, yet he came down to this earth, took on the form of a man, lived a perfect life, and then willingly died for my sins. We also learn that, you know, we're not saved by following the law, but we learn that the law was used to show us our need of a Savior. And then we also learned that Jesus Christ alone was able to keep the law perfectly, and he alone could be the sacrifice for our sins. Now, if you'd like to hear more about this way of salvation, then please call us at 636-673-2180. You can also check out the many articles on our website at www.independencebaptist.org, or you can come by and visit us in person. Now, we'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services. And, of course, you'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'd absolutely love to see you there with us today. Well, the clock tells me that we have just flat out ran out of time, but we do once again thank you for listening. And we want to make sure and encourage you to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message on the way of salvation.